About time.
It is about time.
Yeah.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Don't touch that dial. You've found the best. KLMJ.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today. Your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Right now, we are joined by Clarion Golfio Dow's FFA advisor, Angie Charles, and also joined by some of her FFA students, Logan Leglider and Adeline Howell. Obviously, we're airing this during FFA week. We are doing this interview following presentations regarding the sister city relationship between UNIT Kosovo and Clarion, and we're airing this during FFA week a couple weeks before they go off to Kosovo, these FFA students. I appreciate you guys taking the time here. We'll go on the FFA side here first. We'll start with you, Angie. How long have you been an FFA advisor here first at CTD?
This year is my 24th year in Clarion.
And why did you decide to get into FFA teaching it as well, I guess?
I was a 9-year 4-H member. And then my senior year, to be honest, I decided I was not done showing my livestock at the county fair and at the Iowa State Fair. And so I joined FFA. However, Dow's Community School did not have FFA. So I worked with my superintendent and they sent me to Northeast Hamilton. And while I was at Northeast Hamilton, I had the opportunity to have an amazing advisor that took me to national convention, pushed me into contest, taught me about the ins and the outs of FFA and all the things that it could do for you. A lot of people say it's kind of like 4-H, but it's definitely for the older kids in a sense. So here at Clarion, we serve our high school students. And so it's an amazing opportunity for them to continue to do that and grow. And being involved just with youth, it was something that I always wanted to do. And the tie to agriculture just made it a smart move moving into agricultural education.
So did you grow up around Dow's then?
I am a Dow's graduate. I was a second to last class to graduate from Dow's Community School.
I was going to say, they've gone through a lot of stuff from Cal Dow's to Clarion Golfview Dow's, yep. All that. So I'll throw the microphone over to Logan. Now, are you a junior or senior this year?
I'm a junior right now.
You're a junior. So why did you join FFA, Logan?
I joined FFA because of Ms. Charleston. She really pushed me to join it, and I've known her for a while. I also have an older sister that went through FFA. She had an amazing time, and I just saw all of the opportunities, all of the fun events, and all of the memories I would be able to make in FFA, and that is why I really wanted to get as much as I could out of the organization and really spend as much time as I could to benefit from it.
So in talking to some FFA advisors and students throughout the years of my doing this, one of the things I talk about, public speaking has improved, and I know you mentioned that during the time that you gave a presentation to the people that represented the Kosovo Embassy. What are some of the other things that you learn in being part of FFA?
I think one of the main things that you would learn through FFA in the classrooms, there's a lot of opportunities to learn about different agriculture, horticulture. You can learn about trades such as welding, and there's quite a few other paths you can take through that, through FFA, such as National Convention, like I have talked about. There's businesses and colleges that you can talk to. There's experts in every field you could imagine. And I really believe you can just talk to anyone there and find any passion that you are interested in.
All right. Now we'll go to Adeline Howell here. Are you a junior or senior this year?
Yes, I am a junior.
You're a junior as well. Okay. So why did you decide to join FFA?
I grew up showing livestock in 4-H and doing exhibits in 4-H, and it's just kind of like a progression around here is when you get into high school, you join your local FFA, and that was how I took it at first, is I just wanted to show FFA and be part of our FFA through the classroom and everything, and then after that, it just grew to be so much more and something that I take a lot of passion in.
I am jealous because my dad still raises fat cattle, and they're not tame. It's not easy to Talk a little bit about that. It's not easy to tame a cow, per se, and show them, is it?
Oh, definitely not.
I would think taking one from my dad's yard, that's not easy to do. Once they're wild, they're kind of wild.
No, I show sheep and I train my horses, and there's nothing easy about livestock. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of dedication. It's a lot of hours on the farm, and it takes a lot to get them to that show-ready standard and do everything that you can to exhibit that animal to the best of your ability. And it's a lot of work that you have to put in, for sure.
And some of the things or skills that you learned in FFA as well during your time?
Oh, definitely. I've learned a lot. I think that kids that are in FFA are held to a higher standard of career readiness. We do a lot with record keeping. We do a lot with being able to communicate with your teachers when we're traveling, since we are out of the class a lot of the time. I think that there are just a lot of different skills that you acquire in FFA that you wouldn't get on a regular basis, just being in school. And of course, the communications is an amazing part of it. I do extemporaneous speaking, which is like an unprepared speech, and that has helped me a lot, being able to do things like this and talk to people on the spot.
Say, when you go interview for jobs, you gotta learn how to talk. So a
definitely
lot of good skills there. Again, we're joined by CGD FFA advisor Angie Charlson, also joined by some of the FFA students, Logan Leglider and Adeline Howell. So the next part of this interview, you guys here in a couple of weeks are going off to Kosovo. I guess, Angie, your thoughts on that and what your students could learn over there.
When I was first approached, I've taken one international trip through EF Tours and took 5 students to Ireland and Scotland. And so when I approached Mr. Nelson about doing more international travel with our students to give them an opportunity to see culture and see other parts of the world, Kosovo came up. And my family, my mother's side, goes back to Yugoslavia and Jugoslavia. And so I am super excited. In a sense, it's not my home country, but it will probably be one of the closest places that I ever get to that old country. So in that moment, was super excited. And for my students, it is just a priceless opportunity for you to grow personally. We know as individuals that over the course of the years and our experiences that we have, whether they are good or whether they are bad, they shape us into who we are. And if I can provide an opportunity for them to travel internationally and share the amazing things about FFA and possibly a start for that in UNIT Kosovo, I am truly passionate about FFA, and I just cannot wait to go and to take 8 amazing students with me.
And as Mr. Nelson said, this could lead to other opportunities for future FFA students to go down too with a sister city relationship.
Correct. I mean, obviously, I'm in year 24, and I still have many years left in the profession, though. We have 2 juniors that are going. We have 4 sophomores that are going and 1 freshman. And so we hope with that we will be able to extend this relationship and keep it alive, even though we have some that are older, some are younger. Some of them will graduate here. Our juniors will graduate next year and we'll lose them. But I think as they go to college or they get into the profession, they're still going to be able to come back to Clarion and say, you should definitely take Mrs. C up on this option and go travel. Travel and see what is available and see how UNIC has grown and Kosovo itself has grown in their passion of agriculture.
Logan, I'll go to you to talk about the trip. I just now noticed you guys got your names on your jacket, so why I asked you in the first place is beyond me. Logan, I guess your thoughts on going over to Kosovo and learning about what they have over there.
I'm just really excited to take this opportunity and be able to explore a new country, a new culture, and meet some amazing people. It sounds like the Kosovans are just very friendly, very energetic, very positive, and I'm really excited to go over there and meet new people, meet new friends that I hope I'll be able to make a lasting connection with. I'm also very interested in agriculture, so I am looking forward to checking out their agriculture and seeing the similarities and differences to what we have here. I believe, although it'll be very different, there will be quite a few similarities, which I'm looking forward to. I also think the very diverse culture will be just an amazing thing to experience. The food looks amazing. The region, the mountains look breathtaking, and I really am just excited to explore as much as we can, make some amazing memories both with my friends that are going here and with people that I meet over there.
And Adeline, I'll ask you the same thing. What are you looking most forward to with your trip to Kosovo?
Not a lot of people get the experience of traveling internationally, so first of all, I'm just really grateful that I was one of the students chosen to go on this trip, and I am very excited to learn about their culture and see how they were able to rebuild after the devastating things that happened there, and just understand how they're such a lively and happy population. And they were telling us in their presentation today that everyone's happy, everyone cares and wants to know how you're doing, and it's just a great environment. But what I'm most excited for is trying to get their own FFA started over there. I think it's going to be a great thing trying to get people out of our country into our organization or something like it, and have them get some of the great experiences and opportunities that we get here.
Very good. Again, we are joined by Clarion Goldfield Dow's FFA advisor, Angie Charlson, some of the FFA students, both juniors, Logan Leglider and Adeline Howell. And before we let you guys go here, Angie, I want you just to talk about going back to FFA week, some of the activities that you guys got planned for that. What do you kind of have planned for FFA week?
Yes, so we had an exciting last January meeting, and we have many activities planned. So we have a dress-up day for each day. A couple of them are wear yellow or wear blue on National Blue Day on Friday. Rep a tractor, rep a officer station. I guess I was told I need to get an owl costume. I don't know if I'm completely sold on it yet. We will have a faculty, we used to call it a faculty and staff breakfast, but we recently have started a sponsorship program. And within that sponsorship program, we have people that are donating to our Clarion Goldfield Dow's FFA chapter, and we will invite them as well as our administrators. Some other things, we will recognize our Green Hand and chapter degree recipients at an ice cream degree social. We'll head over to the elementary and we will do High Five Friday. And so we will be in our blue jackets and our official dress greeting them at the front door when they get off the bus. And we are packaging Meals from the Heartland. We will ask our community again for people to come in and donate their time. We have a generous donation from the First Lutheran Church that is helping us get started, but we are still looking for a few funds to make that happen. So here at Clarion, I believe we have packaged almost 150,000 meals over my time here, and we'll have the opportunity to package 20,000 meals, which over 6,000 of them will stay right here in our community, which our food pantry supports all the communities around Clarion within our school district.
So that's a lot of activities planned. Did you say something about driving tractor to school? Because that's a rural Iowa thing to do during FFA week.
It is a rural Iowa thing, but it always seems to snow that day. So over the years, I've kind of given up on it. But I am also a behind-the-wheel driver's education instructor for Clarion Goldfield Dow's. And so I've often thought about having the tractor day later on in the school year, or working with our driver's ed program to do more of an educational base with our tractor drive-in instead of just driving to town.
All right. Well, Angie and Logan and Adeline, thanks a lot for joining us. Have a great FFA week and hopefully a great trip to Kosovo as well.
We really appreciate your time here. Thank you.
All right. Our thanks to Angie Charlson, Logan Leglider, and Adeline Howell for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.